What's up?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Resilient Love React. So we are here to discuss with you guys a couple of trending topics that we just wanted to highlight. So let's jump right in.
I'll go with the first.
Go.
The first one is touching. It's been a trending topic for quite some time for the last couple of years. Pandemic. The reality of high value men and women are people chasing high value partners for love or just financial security.
So hearing that, Quinn and I did an episode about that, and you guys can check the show notes. But I feel that, first of all, define high value.
So high value, to be honest, from what I've seen the last couple of years, let's be honest, this term really came from a gentleman, he's now gone, but Kevin Samuels.
Yes.
Kevin Samuels made high value trend like no other.
That man knows
how to market a term.
Yes.
And so high value, essentially, everybody has their own definition or viewpoint of it, but really it's about financial security. And so when you think about words, security, secure.
Yes.
A woman wants to feel secure.
Okay.
So it's a money thing.
Okay.
But a lot of times with that, what's the opposite of secure? Insecure.
Right.
So either you're insecure about your finances, you're insecure about yourself. High value is actually way more than just finances. If you have the finances, but you don't have the confidence, if you don't have the communication skills, you may not be able to say high value.
Correct.
Because realistically, I'm in sales. I need communication. Not only do that, I need to sell my wife, make sure she knows I'm still that one. So anything coming to sales now, don't get it twisted. So you got to have some strong communication. You got to be confident in yourself.
All right.
How you walk in a room shouldn't just be what you wear on. You should wear the suit, not the suit wear you.
That's right.
So be secure and be high value in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, just say, I want a secured man.
Right. Ladies, let's just make it plain. Yes, high value. Yes, yes, yes. But bottom line, you want him to be fine, financially secure, and there you go. All right. Next topic. I'm going to hit love languages. So there's been a debate about love languages. It's actually from Dr. My husband always trying to tone me down. You know what? That's a topic right there.
That is a topic.
My voice carries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you're listening to this episode, baby, you might feel like, is Brianna louder than him? My voice carries.
It's like me be all. Yeah, that's so bad.
Okay. And I be like, because sometimes she be like, when she get into it, it's like she ready to sing. I be like, is Tina about to come back and back me up? Like. Anyway, love languages. Dr. Gary Chapman, because my husband's going to go down that street for a while. So the question is this. When it comes to love languages, is it an actual relationship tool or is it just a trendy thing to say? Here's my take on it. My take is love languages helps with a psychological aspect of the relationship. When a person is trying to assess how they receive love, Dr. Gary Chapman provided 5 simple ways to assess how you receive love and then how you give love. And so to answer the question for me, those are still relationship tools, or that topic of the love languages, 5 love languages is a relationship tool. I don't think it's just something trendy to say, because I mean, let's just keep it real with each other. This man wrote this book in the 90s and it's still relevant today. So for it to be a trend, I think not. I think it's something really valuable for for us to utilize in our relationships. And he has even expanded his messaging to be specific, such as love languages for teenagers, love languages for military families. So he has expanded his topic. So for me, it's always going to be a tool, a really good tool.
Yeah. I would say the same thing. I think it's a really good tool. I definitely disagree of not seeing it as it wouldn't be around this long. And because I follow a lot of book recommendation channels, it wouldn't be recommended as much as it is if it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people just maybe don't want to, they want to come up with their own thing. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. But don't knock what works.
Right.
Love languages have worked. They still work, and they're going to continue to work. It's simply just a resource tool to get to know your partner better, to have a better understanding, learn how to communicate, just learning even how to respond to them in a manner that they can receive. Because that's the ultimate goal, is that your partner can receive what you're saying. Or sometimes you just may need to listen. Based on the love language, you just may need to listen, or you may need to show your love in this way, depending on what they're going through currently.
Yes.
So, this other one, this one is something I have just learned a new term today. So, this one is financial independence versus soft life culture. Didn't know about this today. In turn, is soft life living stress-free, avoiding hard work, realistic in today's economy, or is financial independence more important? For me, my opinion, I'm going to say financial independence is more important. And my reason is nobody, not knocking anyone that says soft life culture. I think it does have its time and place and season. However, for me, it's financial independence, because that's what my desire is wholeheartedly. She'll tell you financial independence. Mm-hmm. I want us to be able to go where we want to go, live where we want to live, do what we want to do without having to think about so much about burden about finances. Mm-hmm. So I would, and to sum it up, I would like to, and also I think there was some, Kevin Samuels was a very controversial guy, but he did pull out some good points. Some of them I didn't agree with, some of them I do. One being, I'd rather be, take the next 5 years of my life and zone in and get strategic and really put that work in, not just like labor work, but strategic work.
Yes.
So you could work hard, you know, per se, strategically. I don't want to say hard. You could work strategically for the next 5 years of your life and live a soft life for the rest of your life.
Right.
You could take five, literally take five, so you can live soft for the rest of your life. Because if you do it right strategically, remember this, you only have to get it right one time in order to be successful, really.
Yeah.
You need that one hit, that one opportunity. So it's not that everybody has a desire of soft life long term, but sometimes in the short term, you do have to figure out how can I get my financial independence? And with today's ever-changing economy and everything that's going on, everybody's looking for a way to create some type of financial independence so that they can see long term in life.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's another key thing. I know for women, you know, we're like soft life. I just want to relax. But here's the thing. I feel that if we are able to really zone in, and honestly, guys, soft life can be a part of your natural life. You naturally can have a stress-free life. What do I mean? If you are going through a challenge financially, you don't have to allow that challenge to take your mind, to take your focus. I know people personally who are going through various things, but they have, by the grace of God, been able to navigate it in soft life manners. So to summarize my response, you can have both. You can be on your grind, yet still, I'm cool, calm, and collected. I did my work from 9 to 5. I'm about to throw my feet up, and you're not overthinking what you did. You just do that, and you go on about your day. So I think you can have both.
I do agree with that. I love that perspective, the balance of that. I think the balance of that and the continuity of that is that you really do need both.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have learned that a lot of times, go, 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 grind, 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 and you have no self side of it, that you become somewhat brittle.
Right.
Emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you don't have any type of self-care routine. You don't have any type of outlet. It's just grind, grind, grind.
Right.
And I mean, you can grind and find a way to create, carve out time to do the other things, spend time with family a little bit, you know, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think having both is a balance. I think I have just, because of where I am in life now, my major is in financial independence, and my minor is in the soft life.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to major in soft life.
And see, that balances out, though, in a relationship. Look at that. Mm-hmm. I'm in that season. We're opposites, but we can help balance each other out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, for sure. Okay, I'm going to do one more, and then we'll close it. So the last one we're going to highlight is, which one? People. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the big one. We want to close out with this one. So the question is this. Are people leaving relationships too quick? Are modern relationships failing because people don't want to work through problems? And we're going to close our episode with this. So, bottom line, guys, for Brianna, the answer is yes. Now, I will put a disclaimer. I understand that if this is a case by case, but if you say answer the question, my answer is yes. Because based on conversations with individuals, it really comes down to communication. And then also it comes down to patterns. So patterns and communication. Patterns, because that person, during your time of interaction, you saw things, you heard things, but you disregarded those things. And so fast forward, titles have been established. We're going over people's houses. We're posting them on social. And so now, today, we're saying peace out. What I'm here to say is you got to play the long game. And the long game simply means if I am talking with Johnny, I'm going to use me and Quentin. I'm not even going to try to add to the story. When me and Quentin first got reconnected in 2014, it started off with pure messenger. Keep in mind, this is somebody I went to school with. So there's a little history there. But the point is, it started off in messenger, guys. Even though I knew Quentin, it started off in messenger. It wasn't until like a month, maybe 2 months later, that we actually got on the phone. From that phone conversation to the day we decided to claim titles was honestly another 2 years. And some of y'all may judge that and say 2 years. But again, I'm all about the long game. You know, I was and am invested in him. So I was like, hey, I'm not laughing with nobody else. I'm talking to you. I want to build with you, and vice versa. So to summarize my answer, Yes, a person should. People are leaving relationships early. And I feel like it's because they're not doing the long game. Now, there is a cutoff. And me and Quentin didn't have a cutoff in that 2-year time span. But after that cutoff, we did decide to come back together. And here we are today. So that's being transparent. We did cut it off. But so again, we cut it off in the sense of the talking stage. We were just talking. But once we came back together, that's when we said, okay, we're together and now we're married. So,
right.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, of course. People are leaving too soon, and most times before they even get started.
Mm-hmm.
So, literally, I just saw something a couple nights ago, where I was just like, doesn't even make sense. It's just like, people don't have any skin in the game anymore, or they, it's almost like trading. Like, they would look at the value of the market better than they do the potential partner that they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't, it's like a not enough value built there. Because back in the day, when I think about like grandparents and stuff like that, it wasn't as easy to leave. For some, it was. But the ratio to now, very different. Most of them have big families, et cetera. And now we also have, again, I got to go back to it. I think heavily that social media has impacted the way people respond in relationships.
Right.
I think that we have this fantasy and that we miss facts.
Mm, right.
And so,
like, I want this to work.
Yeah.
Before I really assess what's happening. So let me be clear on my end. I'm sorry to cut in. But even with his statement, I'm saying, yes, if Sally and Johnny are talking and they start talking in January and they claim titles in February, but they cut it off in March, what I'm saying is, before you guys claim titles in February, did you not see those things? And some people might say, Brianna, I didn't see that. I didn't know it was new information. To you, I apologize. You know, I'm glad you got out. But at the same time, like, nothing in the 30 days showed you I should move forward with this person.
Right. Not only that, a lot, and I'll say this from a male perspective, mm-hmm. not running. So, for example, what I mean by not running is when things occur, like my mother had a health challenge last year, and it was weighty. It just had a lot of weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, had we been dating or been early on in dating, knowing myself back then, I probably would have ran from the relationship or I would have disconnected because I was going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vulnerability, and I'm going to just say it from a male perspective, of going through something with somebody is almost like, I don't want to say scary,
mm-hmm.
but just not comfortable enough. We have this mentality of dealing with things on our own, dealing with it in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
So vulnerability is a hard thing for a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
And so not running when things outside the relationship get tough.
Yeah.
You know, parents, loved ones, et cetera, things happening. It can be a lot. But it is the time that you should pull tighter together.
Mm-hmm.
And tie that cord.
Yeah.
Begin to tie that cord and you can become a 3-stranded cord.
Yes. So you guys heard this probably wasn't rapid fire, but it was us giving you our perspective on 5 questions trending in today's society. If you want to hear some more Resilient Love Reacts, make sure that you follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, Resilient Love Podcast. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review, share this with somebody, and we'll see you in the next one. See ya.